Hey y'all, and welcome to Chaz's Corner of God's Green Earth, where I provide encouragement for whatever it's worth through transparency, truth, and testimonies from this here tenderoni. I hope this blesses you. So as I mentioned before in my Philippians 4:13 story, I told you guys that I would be transparent going forward about my dissolved engagement. If you haven't listened to it, go ahead and listen to it. I feel like it adds a lot of context to what I'll be talking to today. If you don't, that's okay. I believe you'll still be able to catch on and things will make sense. If you hear licking, running, or clawing, hopefully no more barking. That's Cairo. He's in the room with me, so hopefully he cooperates with us. That was just a little disclaimer. We're going to hop into it. Today, I want to talk about a wrestle that I've had, me and God, right? With a part of his truth, which is really interesting to me because I'm somebody who vouches for God. Like, me and him locked in for real. And so for me to have an issue with one of the things that he said, like, I feel like it's contradictory, but it's just honest, it's true, and this is what I've been going through. And I feel like it'll really help somebody else. So the part or the piece of God's truth that I have been wrestling with is that lovely verse, that lovely saying that is said many times throughout the Bible, right? He said he never leave us nor forsake us. He promises that. Like it's something that's repeated over and over in the Bible. So that's like all his word is true, but that's a true truth. Like if it's repeated multiple times, then he really meant that. And through the many ups and downs that I've had in life, one of the reoccurring things that I've heard is, you know, God will never leave you nor forsake you, right? God is always with you. You're never alone. God is always with you this. He'll never leave you nor forsake you that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not making fun of it. Not making light of it. This is just what I had been feeling. And in this specific season, it's been hard for me to believe that. I've always associated God's presence with bliss and ease and comfort. And so to be in a season that was the complete opposite of those three things, I just knew that God was no longer with me. It was like, God, I'm praying and I'm crying and I'm going to church and I'm trying and I'm praying and I'm crying and I'm going to this conference and I'm trying and I'm praying and I'm crying and I'm seeking wise counsel, but none of it is working. It just felt like insanity, right? And the true definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. And I just felt like either God was ignoring me or he was getting back at me. Either way, I didn't understand why I was going through what I was going through. He wasn't telling me why I was going through what I was going through. I mean, does he ever tell y'all why y'all go through what y'all go through? I don't know why I was expecting anything more. But I was having a hard time trusting him because I was trying to put this thing in his hands and I was still hurting. I was still suffering. And as many times as people tried to tell me, God is with you, you are never alone, I didn't feel that way. And I was very frustrated because I was like, somebody's lied. I'm bamboozled. It's not, the math is not mathing at all. And what God has been dealing with me on, or dealing with me with, I hope this makes sense. What he's been working on me in, or working in me, what me and him have been working on is me understanding that the presence of suffering does not equate to the absence of God, right? Like, just because I'm going through a hard time, that does not mean that he's not with you. You know, when you look at different people in the Bible, when you think about Job, how he lost everything, when you think about Joseph, he was betrayed, sold into slavery, lied on, falsely accused, thrown in jail. When you think about, what's that man's name? Paul. Oh my gosh, Paul went to jail so many times. When you think about Jesus, how they lied on him and rejected him when he was literally just trying to save people and introduce them to the gospel. Like, when you think about all these people, they had to go through suffering. They suffered. I don't know what I would do if I was Job, and I thank God that I'm not Job. Like, God's people had to suffer But you see how God walked them through that, was with them, and then restored them afterwards, like how he never left them. And for me, I was reading those stories like, man, God, you showed up for them. Well, can you please show up for me? Because I don't think you're here. And I remember riding to work on Monday, right? And he just spoke to me so clearly. It was so kind. He's so gracious. And he was literally like, think about Michigan winters. If you don't know, I'm from Michigan, from the D to be exact, the only city that we recognize around these parts. Well, not these parts, but you know what I mean. Michigan winters are brutal. They're cold. It's dreary, icy, snowy. And we live in an area where during the wintertime, the sun's really not going to come out like that. You could go a week and a half, almost 2 week spans without seeing the sun. That's just how Michigan operates in the winter. And it's really difficult for people who have seasonal depression, because not only does daylight end earlier, but it's always cloudy. So we rarely get to see the sun in the wintertime. And he was like, think about how overcast it can be in the winter, right? Think about how you may go for a long time without seeing the sun, but you know that the sun is there. You never doubt that the sun is there. You know that the sun is just behind those clouds. Sometimes you might even see the sun peeking through clouds as they break apart. Sometimes you may see a silhouette of the sun behind some really thin clouds. Either way, whether you can see a silhouette, whether you can see sunlight rays, or you don't see the sun at all, you never doubt the existence of the sun. He was like, it's the same thing with me. Though you may have overcast situations in your life, it can be very dark and dreary in your life, know that I'm always with you. I'm just behind those clouds. It don't mean that I never stopped existing or that I left you there. You're just in a season where you feel like you can't see me or I'm not there. But you have to know, in the same way, like you know behind those clouds, there's a physical sun. Know behind this situation, I'm still there. I'm still with you. And I was like, dang, God, I'm really sorry, because I just knew you left me all alone. But in the same way, if I can trust a physical son, I should be able to trust my supernatural father who's been there since the beginning and continues to show up for me. I think a lot of times, and you know, you don't have to be going through a breakup to be experiencing what I'm experiencing, right? Like, we can be in plenty of different situations where we just feel like God is not with us. But a pretty common misconception that I believe we as a people deal with is feeling like, because I'm going through and because this is hard and because this is painful, God is not there. Like, we associate God with good things because God is good. But like my pastor said today, good things happen to bad people. We're in a fallen world. And he literally said, in this world, we will have suffering, but we can take heart because he has overcome the world. We can be of good cheer because he's overcome this world. And so many times, I know I've heard people say, like, why would a good God allow bad things to happen? Oh, please don't throw up, Cairo. I'm sorry, y'all. He distracted me. But God lets us know, like, we live in a fallen world, and bad things are going to happen. But we can take heart in knowing that it doesn't stop there. He promised to give us a hope and a future. He told us that he literally showed us how he overcame the world. So we can take heart in knowing that because he overcame, we can overcome too. And that brings me to my truth, what I'll be reading about. It says, well, let me tell y'all the verse first. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, and the God of our grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. For me, or to me, that means, and this God, this whole great being, this God, right, who has called me to this eternal glory in Christ. Like, I'm called. I'm a child. I'm adopted into the family. Like, I have access to those promises because I'm one of his, right? He himself says that after I have suffered a little while, and that little while is subjective. It could be 3 days. It could be 3 months. You know, it's subjective. But he promises after you have suffered a little while that he will restore you. He will what? He will restore you. To me, that means what I lost, that joy, that peace, that comfort that I've lost. He says he'll restore me. It says that he'll make me strong. He'll strengthen me and make me firm, make me steadfast. He'll establish me. These are all promises. We long for comfort, stability, restoration. Whatever's lost, we want it back. If we lose money, we want a refund. If somebody wastes our time, well, they got to hear from us, because how dare you waste my time? You know, like we long for that. And God promises to restore us after we suffer a little while. The thing is, the gag is, he doesn't say we're not going to go through hardships. But he promises that after that, after whatever you got to learn, whatever you got to go through, after that, he's going to restore you. And it's just been so beautiful, because I have been in this season for about a good 7 months. It's been dark in my life for 7 months. Like, it has been difficult to navigate this season. And I don't know how long you've been suffering or struggling, but I know that 7 months felt like a really long time. And I was just like, God, you're going to have to do something. I had gotten to a point where I was like, God, if you choose to end this thing, I will be okay. I whatever you want to do, I know my salvation is set. I'm tired. Like, I had just gotten to a point where I was tired. And I can just say that gradually with time, it was like gradually and suddenly the sun just started to shine again. Not only literally because we sprung forward and daylight savings time is over, so the sun is out longer, but like I'm starting to hang out more. I'm starting to make deeper connections with people down here and get more involved and find joy in different things. And so it's gotten to a point where I feel him restoring that strength that I lost. I feel him establishing that confidence within me. I feel like things are changing for the better. And all those promises that he gave me in 1 Peter 5:10 are coming into fruition. And I didn't see it back in January. I didn't see it in February, December. I didn't see it before. But now that I'm here, I wish I could have told me 6 months ago, like, girl, please don't stop. Like, just stop panicking. It's okay. Like, you're going to make it through. And the reason I'm making this podcast today is, like I said, you might not be going through a breakup. You might be going through I don't know. There are so many different seasons. Suffering presents itself in many different ways, and it can be caused by many different things. Either way, suffering is suffering, and it doesn't feel good. And when we suffer, we could be like, well, dang, God, where are you? There's no way you're in this. You're such a good God. Why does this feel so bad? But he never says that we won't suffer. And we can take heart and we can be of good cheer, because he promised that he's overcome the world. And that after that suffering, he's going to restore you. So I don't know what you're going through, what you're dealing with, but please know that his promises are true. He doesn't lie. And in the words of my good sis Annie, the sun will come out tomorrow. You just gotta hang on until tomorrow. I hope you guys come back for more. I missed you guys.